Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. You're listening to episode 243 of Habit Hack Your Health. Hey, friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you are enjoying a lovely day today. Today's April 1st. April Fools, I got no jokes for you today, though. What's really funny is today is my in-laws' wedding anniversary. Isn't that so funny? I think my mother-in-law did it just so my father-in-law wouldn't forget when their anniversary is. I love it so much. But this is also another important time of the year Because we're ending the first quarter of the year, which sounds crazy because doesn't it feel like we just started this new year? I mean, goodness, it was just Christmas time, right? Now, I don't know about you, but in the past, when I started looking back at the first quarter of the year and the habits I wanted to stick, the goals I set for myself and our family and personally and with the business, sometimes it would make my palms sweat, or I just didn't want to like do a quarterly audit at all, just in the past, due to not wanting to be disappointed. I was afraid of the disappointment and that, okay, another time I just wasn't able to do this. I failed at that. That not trusting ourselves and that all or nothing mentality we sometimes have is a big reason why we as women have to do habits differently. However, as I've been on my own journey, mindset wise and with the business and personally and faith wise, I am really big on looking at the facts. I'm not a numbers person. Like, looking at all that just used to make my skin crawl. But a lot of times I would get caught up in just the feelings and be like, oh, I'm failing. And then when I look at the numbers, I'm like, oh, I'm actually doing okay. Right? So I'm really big on looking at the facts and not just the feelings I have associated with whatever habit or goal it was. And I notice when I do this, I see more progress. I build more momentum and success because my mindset isn't holding me back. Like, sometimes what we actually think just isn't true, and we got to look at the facts, which, spoiler alert, that is the first step I teach inside of the Atomic Habit Hacking System and our signature program, which you can always get anytime it's linked in the show notes. It was made for you, girlfriend. But with the closing of the first quarter, I thought it would be a good time to share how to do your own quarterly habit and goals audit. I also thought it might be useful for you to hear how I do my own quarterly audit. So I'm going to get a little vulnerable with you, give you a little sneak peek on what I'm doing personally, and be truly transparent. Sometimes I reach goals, sometimes I do not. Habits I had set are just not sticking sometimes. And it's just always good to look back and evaluate how things are going. And thinking about this in a quarterly way is a really great habit to do. So I'm going to share what some of my habits and goals were for the beginning of the year. Then I'm going to share some questions to ask yourself to actually do your habit and goal audit for the quarter and kind of take you through the process of how I do this with these specific habits and goals I set for myself. So let's talk about it. So one of my first goals or habits I set for myself was to do a daily devotional Monday through Friday. Next was to complete my yoga teacher training by the end of April. The next big one is do a monthly budget with my husband, writing down all of our expenses and making sure I'm doing an end of the month reconciliation with the business. And lastly, just in general, more movement, ensuring I am using my walking pad I got for myself for Christmas every day. Even with being a fitness instructor, I'm sitting a lot of times doing interviews or working on emails or upgrading my courses, and I'm sitting a lot. And I found that I was not getting as much movement. And so that was a really big goal, is just to move my body more, get that neat in, which you know if you're in the program what that means. So those are my goals. Now I'm going to take you through some questions you need to ask yourself if you're doing this for you and how I go about this with these goals and habits that I set for you. The first question to ask yourself is, when looking at quarterly goals, what season of life are you in? What season of life are you in? Are you in that season of life in this first quarter where maybe you're an accountant and it is crazy time getting ready for taxes and it is bananas, and maybe you set a goal to like run a marathon, but you haven't been able to keep up with your marathon training because it's crazy. So ask yourself what season of life you have been in, and maybe the goals and habits you set for yourself weren't really realistic due to the time. Now, January, February, March is an okay season of life for me. The spring is actually a lot busier because both of my boys play spring sports. So this was a really good time to dig deep, especially into my yoga teacher training because I needed to get that done. Next is to put a habit loop on your calendar to remind you to do a quarterly audit. So you can do this at the end of every quarter. Just put it on your Google Calendar. Have it come up as a notification. The cue is bing, 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 your phone or your Google Calendar dings. It's time to do your quarterly habit audit. The routine is to actually do it. The reward is you know where you stand on everything. Now we're going to dig deeper into some nitty gritty. So next you need to think about your habit identity, right? Your values. How your habits support who you want to be. Okay, so my words of the year are ask and serve. And I actually have a visual cue. I wrote it out on my big calendar I have right in front of my laptop. I'm looking at it right now. I wrote it right in the middle, real big, so I look at it all the time. I actually got a bracelet that says ask and serve, as well as a daily reminder that this is part of my habit identity. Are my habits forcing me to make sure I'm asking for help, either from like my family, from colleagues, from the Lord, but also ensuring I am serving in everything that I do. I cannot tell you how much light and joy it brings to my life having like one-on-one conversations or getting emails from clients who are like, this is sticking, it's working, I'm building up so much momentum, this is so much easier than what I made it out to be. I love that so much and what that does for them and their confidence and how that affects their family. I could cry, it just makes me so happy. So my ask and serve are words of the year, but I also want you to think about like your values. I value being a patient and present mom. I really value and movement throughout the day because I know how well it makes me feel physically and mentally. And all of those habits I listed really do help me with my habit identity. So ask yourself if you have some habits or goals you were trying to accomplish in this first quarter, were they supporting your habit identity? Were these habits supporting who you are at your deepest core, who you are? Next, okay, using the facts plus your habit, using facts from tracking, okay? So I have been tracking these habits since the first quarter, and it's the facts, right? As far as my devotional went, you know, January 1st, those first few weeks, I started out so strong. Monday through Friday, I was doing my devotional. It supports my habit identity. I had a really nice habit loop in place to make it work. But as I was going along further in the devotional, I was getting bored. I was not really connecting. I was letting my mind wander. I was having my phone next to me to distract me. And I noticed based on my habit tracker that I wasn't doing it consistently. It was like 1 or 2 days here. 1 week I didn't do it at all. So I had to take a step back and be like, well, what is holding me back? Well, I had to move my phone away, or if I had my phone on, I just put on worship music, and I did an acoustic version because sometimes if I have words playing on a song, I can't concentrate when I'm writing or reading at the same time. You know what I mean? And I started over again. I started tracking again. I started from a new section of the Bible, and it's been feeling great now. And that's really helping support my habit identity as well. My yoga teacher training, I've been really focusing on doing that on the weekends. And kind of going into the next section is you're also thinking about what type of habit loops or habit stacks are helping you with this. I actually stack walking on my treadmill at an incline out in my garage with my yoga teacher training, unless it is something where I need to actually be sitting down, taking notes, or moving my body at the same time as doing it. It's all virtual. So I'm really excited. I'm almost done with it. I'll be done by the end of April, but I have to tell you, I've been behind the past couple of weeks, and so I got to get my butt in gear, but tracking that has been really helpful, and stacking that with something to ensure I did it. Next, my budget with my husband and the year business routine, or end of the month business routine. I have a cue on my Google Calendar that goes off at the end of every month to do my end of the month KPIs, if you will, key performance indicators. And I also, what has worked out really well for me is to keep a little tracker on our fridge where I'm writing down things that we are buying every day and categorizing it as essentials, spend day, or bills. And that's been really useful to see a visual of that. And that's been a really great daily habit. And it's been really great to check in at the end of every month with my husband to do our budget, because we know where everything went. It's not a big, like, wanting to tear my hair out type of situation. I hate doing the budget. But our relationship has been stronger because of it. He actually has a notification on his calendar to do it as well. He uses his big Excel spreadsheet, which makes my skin crawl, but that's his love language, is numbers and data and facts. And actually sitting down with the facts, we've been able to save a lot more money and given the places that we want to, and be a lot more responsible with where we steward our money. So that's been really good. And then more movement on the walking pad. Honestly, I haven't really been tracking that, but I have a habit loop that every time I go into my office to work, like I'm writing down an email, podcast notes, the routine is I turn on my walking pad and I start walking, and the reward is I'm getting more steps in. Like, seriously, if it was a day I wasn't coaching, some days I would look at the end of the day, I'm like, oh my gosh, I only have like 3,000 steps in. It's because I was sitting on my butt all day working. So, and I actually feel a lot more productive, and I'm moving more and more focused when I'm walking on my walking pad versus just sitting and doing a podcast notes prep, for example. So I've been tracking that. So it's been giving me the facts, and using my habit identity combined with that has allowed me to really kind of sit here as I'm thinking of this quarterly audit and be like, okay, this has been really working. Here are the habit loops. Here are the habit stacks that have been working. But what if I was looking at this and was like, some of this doesn't make sense? So I was doing, for example, my yoga training every Sunday. And there were some days where that just didn't make sense, honestly. And so I had to move some of it to the Saturdays where I wasn't coaching, and I got up, I had a nice relaxed morning, I got a cup of coffee, and then I kind of settled in bed and was doing it then. And that worked out really well for me too. But I kind of had to pivot based on what was working, based on which week it was as well. So the next step from there is to really, so let's go over this really quick. Think about what season of life you're in. Put a habit loop to remind yourself at the end of every month, or the end of every quarter, excuse me, to do your quarterly habit and goal audit. Ask yourself what your habit identity is, your values, and if your habits are supporting who you want to be. And then track it, okay? Using the tracking facts that you have in front of you, using your habit identity, will really allow you to lean into the habit loops and habit stacks to make those habits stick. Now, the next step is to celebrate it. So celebrate. I cannot wait to celebrate my yoga teacher training being done at the end of the month. I am so excited. This has been a labor of love, but I know this is a really great next step for me as a fitness instructor, and I'm really excited to be able to impact more women, being able to offer this modality and teaching in this way. I'm just so thrilled, and I can't wait to have it done and be able to put that energy out in the world. And honestly, I'll probably celebrate by going out and having tacos and margaritas, if you will. But also, this is going to really aid in my business and other goals I have set for myself for later in the year as well. I'm also celebrating with my husband. The past couple of months, as we've done our end of the month budget, it's been like a really great feeling to feel connected and like not be a stressful meeting of the minds, if you will, as far as like managing where our expenses go. And I've been really excited about the more movement every day and the devotional. I'm feeling like my mental health is at an all-time high when I am focused on doing this daily devotional and when I am moving my body every day, not like hardcore workouts, but just moving. So I'm really leaning into that and celebrating that for myself. But what if you look at all this and you're like, okay, that all sounds great, but none of it stuck? Okay, now is the time to step back and be like, were any of these goals or habits supporting who you really wanted to be? Or is it was just things you thought you should be doing at the beginning of the year? Or maybe you were in a crazy season of life and this season of life just didn't work out. Or maybe your habit loops and habit hacks just need to be adjusted. This is why we teach being consistently flexible. Life will get in the way and you might have to pivot sometimes and really just give yourself some grace. Okay, so this next quarter, like April through June, I'm not setting too many other big habits or goals. I have one big one. I'm going to continue the same habits, finishing my yoga training and looking for some teaching opportunities at the end of April. I am re-auditioning for the HotWorks virtual instructor competition, so I'll be submitting my application in May. June, July, we'll see what happens with that. I'm really excited and nervous and all the feelings, but I feel like last year's no was just God's way of protecting me at that moment because it just wasn't my time, and that's okay. I'm also thinking about with that yoga teacher training, what else I can do to impact ladies, but I honestly set a big year goal for myself to not pivot too much from what I am offering and what I have set for our marketing calendar throughout the year. So if I do that, that might be something under the radar I do for my current clients as well. So I'm keeping it simple, y'all. I'm keeping it so simple thinking about going into this next quarter, and you should too. We have so many tabs open in our heads. And this literally could take you like 15, 20 minutes if you wanted to sit a little longer and do a schedule, or not schedule, quarterly habit and goal audit, like go to Starbucks, have your earbuds in, no distractions, and do it there. It's really good to look at the facts, pairing it with the feelings so you can celebrate your success or pivot however you need to, okay? If you ever want to hop on a one-on-one call, if you need some help to help create some more, like you have some goals in mind, but they're just not sticking, you need some more customized habit hacks and specific habit loops to help support you through this next quarter, you can just go to bit.ly/coachingwithemily and we can hop on a quick call and chat more about one-on-one coaching options. So I'm sending you a great big virtual hug. I hope today's episode was useful. Let me know if it was and how you are going to audit this first quarter in regards to your habits and goals and how you can use this going into the next quarter as well. I am cheering you on and I am rooting for you, girlfriend. I'll see you later this week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen, it's linked in the show notes, to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.